Turkey's wasted no time following the sudden decision by the US president to withdraw troops from Syria. Convoys of tanks have been moved to the border and it's launched overnight strikes against Syria's Kurds, it says, to stop reinforcements and supplies ahead of its looming invasion of Kurdish-controlled Syria. Our Middle East correspondent Adam Harvey filed this report from Beirut.
Just 48 hours after Turkey got the thumbs up from US President Donald Trump, it says it's ready to cross the border into Syria. Turkey says it has already carried out strikes on the Iraq-Syria border to prevent military reinforcements coming to the Syrian Kurds, and it's moved more artillery and tanks to the border. On the streets of Qamishli, there's a sense of dread about what's to come. The US has two faces, and surely attackers will destroy the area as they destroyed Afrin and other places. We saw how residents got displaced and their homes were stolen. We call on the United Nations. We as Kurds love peace, coexistence and love. We hope that this attack that will target the area will be stopped. The area does not need war, and we do not call for war. We call for peace. Turkey does not see the SDF as peace-loving. Academic Ömer Özkılcık with the SETA think tank in Ankara explains why Turkey is so hostile towards the left-wing political party, the PKK, and its Kurdish militias.
There's a real potential danger, and this is what the PKK is going after. They, in the long term, want to divide Turkey, and this is a national security threat or risk to the Turkish territorial integrity.
In the late-night statement that started all this, Donald Trump said Turkey will take over responsibility for the 12,000 IS fighters detained in Syria. It's difficult to see how Turkey will do this. The SDF isn't about to hand over one set of enemies to another, and it's unlikely their prisons will be captured during a conflict. They're well outside Turkey's planned invasion zone. The Lowy Institute's Roger Shanahan says it could represent wishful thinking from Mr. Trump rather than any prisoner deal with Turkey.
You would have to say it's one of the last things that they'd want. The majority of the prisoners are Iraqi, and the Iraqi government is still trying to come to terms with how they're going to take them off the hands of the Kurds. So the last thing the Turks want are thousands of Iraqi prisoners, and then there are all the other fighters, you know, the Western fighters whose governments, including Australia, are working slow time to try and get these detainees back.
Buses carrying Turkish special forces were filmed driving towards the border near the Syrian town of Manbij at the western end of Turkey's planned safe zone. The city was once held by IS and was won back in 2016 by Kurdish troops backed by American special forces. Now the Americans have gone from Manbij, and the city could be the scene of the first shots of another conflict, one between Turkey and the Kurds. This is Adam Harvey in Beirut for AM.